good news and bad news. The good news is people are waking up by the groves. My Instagram account went from 4,500 followers to close to 7,000 within just maybe 3-4 days or so. So I got a little excited and I was posting, and then they banned it because I guess they just didn't want everybody getting all that information so fast. And knowing that my account was really starting to blow up, all my posts, the last maybe 10 or 15 posts were getting likes of 5,000 and upwards. So they shut it down and said that I have the option to send in for a review within 24 hours, which I'm going to do. So hopefully they'll open it back up. I will be very cautious with what I do post to not risk losing that account, because I have so much footage of all the freedom rallies across the world that started in 2020 and in the UK and Australia, all those different countries, the United States, and so much information and factual memes that, and really shutting down the narrative, shutting down this whole PCR test business, the inventor, Carrie B. Mullis, his words, the fact that it was created to analyze DNA, not diagnose, just all the other stuff that went on, that has gone on this last couple of years, that has been silenced, the doctors that have been censored. So I just pray that they reinstate it, because I think that's a really important account. I do have another one. I have several, actually. I'm going to list them for you if you're on Instagram, that I've started just to put information out there. And then I kind of left them alone because I didn't want the info deleted. But I'm back on the We Do Not Consent Worldwide IG. And I've got Say No to Mandatory Vaccinations, 1918 Scamdemic, Stop 5G, COVID-19 Cures, EMF and RF Protection, Coronavirus, COVID-19 Cures, or something like that. Because I was putting the info for natural remedies and healing protocols and things like that. What else? There's some others. I just can't think of them right now, but I will, this is what I wanted everyone to know. I have a BitChute account under the username We Do Not Consent Worldwide, where I have if you look at my recent video uploads, all my links are in the description box of the videos, the recent ones. So cut and paste those links and email them to yourself, so you have a point of reference, and send them to other people that you know, because you will just have an endless supply of pictures, documents, patents, and all the stuff that will shut down the entire narrative. I created so many photo albums in relation to it, and the truth is just, it's out there. It's just a matter of people having access to it and being able to see it for themselves. And once you see it, you can't forget about it. It's on your mind. And once you, seeing is believing is what I feel. And hearing is believing. When you watch these videos and get on my Telegram group as well, which is We Do Not Consent, because you will see all these videos. Click on media, and there's a lot of really good videos. There's a lot of really smart people in that group sharing links and good information. And if you click on my name, the owner of the group, you will see all the other groups I'm in. You can join those groups too. And just it's way better than YouTube or any of those sites that take down the truth. You can actually get the uncensored videos and watch and see what the truth is, hear the truth, because that's what's being silenced, and hear all the doctors that are being censored and researched. Dr. Stefan Lanka, he shut the whole germ theory down. He's a microbiologist and virologist, and just go read his quotes. And he actually has an Instagram account, and you can watch his videos. And I'm going to actually listen to some today because I learned so much from him. And watch Joe Imbriano. He prophesized this whole thing in advance, years ahead. And he was spot on. So that's what I'm... But the main reason I'm getting on today is to let everybody know, hey, people are waking up. They're looking for the truth. Even though they took that account down, I believe it will be reinstated. And I believe it will continue to grow. And I'll just be really, really careful with the info I put out on that site, but not on the uncensored sites. I'm going to direct the people to the uncensored platforms so they could get the truth. And the truth, it's going viral. So just keep sharing it and stay encouraged. And I love you all.